In Speller, your task is going to be to write a spell checker that can take a text and take every word in that text and check to see if the word is spelled correctly or not, and importantly, to do so as quickly as possible. How are you going to do that? Well, let's first take a look at the distribution code that you'll be given in this problem. We're going to give you a file called speller.c, which contains the code that will do the spell checking, calling upon some functions that are going to be declared in dictionary.h. So if you open up dictionary.h, you'll see the function prototypes for 5 functions that you're going to implement in this problem. In dictionary.c is where you are actually going to write the implementations of these functions. Makefile is going to contain some commands that will compile all our files together into a finished program. And then we've given you 3 directories or folders. A dictionaries directory, which will contain both a large and small dictionary of words, a text directory that will contain some sample files that you can run your spell checker against, and we'll give you a keys directory, which will contain the solutions, the list of words that are misspelled in each of the sample texts that we provide to you. So let's take a closer look at dictionary.c, because dictionary.c is the file that you'll have to edit in this problem in order to make this spell checker work. What are the 5 functions that you'll need to implement in dictionary.c? Well, the first is called load, which is responsible for loading all of the words in the dictionary into some sort of data structure, like a hash table. Next up is a function called hash, which is going to take a word and run a hash function on it, returning some number that corresponds to that word. Next up is size, which is just going to return how many words are in your dictionary. Next is check, which will take a word and answer the question of, is this word in the dictionary or not? In other words, is it correctly spelled or not? And finally, will be unload, where any of the memory that you've had to allocate in order to store data inside of your data structure, you'll now need to free up and give back to the computer. So these are the 5 steps for Speller, and we'll take a look at each of them one at a time, so that by the end of it, you'll have a working spell checker.